Whether you operate one forklift or thousands, one location or hundreds, the new My Toyota customer portal can help you optimize your operation and material handling equipment. This one-stop, free-to-use platform is designed to help you take control of your information and make smarter decisions, all at the touch of a button. Register and access your data today at my.toyotaforklift.com. That's my.toyotaforklift.com.
The New Warehouse Podcast, hosted by Kevin Lawton, is your source for insights and ideas from the distribution, transportation, and logistics industry. A new episode every Monday morning brings you the latest from industry experts and thought leaders. And now, here's Kevin.
Hey, it's Kevin Lawton with the New Warehouse Podcast, bringing you a new episode today. And on today's episode, I am going to be joined by Jerry Abiyag. He is the CEO at Standard Insights, and Standard Insights has been doing AI for quite some time before it was that trendy as it is now. So we're going to dive a little bit into that, what Standard Insights does. We're going to talk about AI in the warehouse space and how it's grown and where it's going as well. We'll talk a little bit about their solutions and how they address some issues that are in the 3PL warehousing business industry. So Jerry, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hey, good. Hey, Kevin. Thanks for having me on.
Yes, happy to get you on. Definitely happy to get you on here and talk about this. Now, tell us a little bit, I guess, give us a brief overview of kind of Standard Insights and how you came, since you're the founder of Standard Insights, tell us kind of how you came to found the company as well.
Yeah, so you have to go back. If you're on here, check out my LinkedIn profile. So my last, I guess, real job, if you will, was in the late 2010s. And after I left that job, I went on my own to help my own business, to help software companies with sales and marketing initiatives. And at that point in time, in the mid 2010s, I guess 2015, 2016, I had a client that was in the AI and machine learning space. So that was my first foray into the world of artificial intelligence. Mm. Well, that business failed. And as this company was imploding, failing, shutting down through mutual friends, I met someone that was visiting from India, visiting Atlanta, where I live. Mm-hmm. And we were chatting, you know, having some beers. And he told me about this prototype of an AI-driven marketing platform that he had built that would help businesses drive repeat buyers. And this was in 2018, 2019 timeframe. So learning what I learned before from the other company that failed, I'm like, okay, this may have some legs to it. So I flew from Atlanta to the outdoor retail show out in Denver, Colorado.
Okay.
And came back with two beta clients. So we started off with four co-founders or four guys that had founded it, and to the guys that helped co-found it have backgrounds in computer science and statistics. So really heavy, you know, math and science base, as we all know, that AI is built on. And we just kind of rolled from there. So we officially launched back in 2019, back when no one really knew what AI was. And now it's a trendy buzzword, probably more popular than Taylor Swift or the Kardashians.
Maybe. And some people may be saying that Taylor Swift is created by AI. I see out there
too. Yeah, exactly.
The crazy thing. So yeah, I mean, I think it's very interesting, you know, that you mentioned there, you know, you started with this AI back in 2018, 2019. And like you said, I mean, really over the last year, 2023, I mean, is really where we've seen this explosion around AI and not just, you know, from an industry perspective, just in general, right? And in personal lives, you know, ChatGPT certainly, I think, kind of blew the lid off of AI, I would say, in a sense, you know, bringing it into people's everyday lives and making it a huge topic of discussion. So, I mean, you've been dealing with AI now for a few years, kind of before this trend, right? So, I mean, how do you see AI has kind of developed in those last 5 or 6 years now that you've been working with it?
Yeah, I think it was a slow moving process. Mm. And truthfully, AI has been in our daily lives for the last 10 years or so with Amazon and product recommendations and Netflix with movie recommendations. But not that many people realized until ChatGPT came on the scene in 2023. Now it's all over the place.
Yeah.
You know, people on their LinkedIn profile are mentioned to do AI, and I mean, which is great, right? It's great that AI is taking, I guess, the center stage, if you will.
Right.
And more so now than it was a few years back, because we're dealing with inflation, labor shortages, lack of VC funding. So, you know, just a few short years ago, as a companies didn't really have to worry about that. Money was so cheap. Mm. Many businesses were focused on growth instead of profitability. Now that has changed. So it really has opened up to whatever AI tools are out there helping, you know, businesses become that more efficient and that more profitable. Mm.
Yeah. I think it's very interesting to see how it's developed in that way too. And I think, like you mentioned, you know, certainly labor shortage and trying to save money, you know, AI has become kind of a productivity tool in a lot of senses for people. And I'm interested too. I mean, you mentioned back, you know, you went to the outdoor retailers trade show and came out with a couple clients. I mean, at that point back in 2019, I mean, what were people, as you were kind of pitching them, I guess, and trying to get some clients, I mean, what were people saying about AI then, and how was their feeling about bringing AI into their business and trying to leverage that?
Yeah. So back then, I mean, we were literally, if you look on our website, pretty much the fundamental messaging still remains the same, driving repeat buyers with the help of AI from 2018 to 2019. But now people know about it, right? So back in when I went to the trade, I mean, I would cold call from booth to booth to booth. Hey, my name's Jerry Aviog. We have this, you know, AI tool. What's AI, right?
Yeah.
And out of, you know, out of 10 people, you know, one or two people like, okay, you know, tell me about it. You know, tell me some more. And then, you know, we had COVID. And after that, it kind of really started to not take off, but just slow momentum of growth, right? Because now businesses, and this is before ChatGPT, after coming out of COVID, realize that they've got to start doing something different. And then now with, you know, last year with ChatGPT, everything's just taken off like a rocket ship.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's really interesting to see, and, you know, how people are now, I think even you mentioned people, you know, their LinkedIn profiles, like, we do AI, right? And I think you go to some of the trade shows too now, and, you know, you see some companies where like there was no mention of AI in their stack or whatever they were doing. And now you see like everybody is like .AI, right? Like their name is .AI. So, I mean, it's very interesting. And I think it does address a lot of the issues that we've been having in the industry for sure around labor challenges and trying to get, you know, do more with less and things like that. I mean, so how do you see from your perspective when we talk about AI? I mean, obviously it's making an impact in multiple different industries, but when we look at warehouse related businesses, specifically in the warehouse industry, how do you see AI being kind of leveraged in that realm, and how does it kind of help that industry?
Yeah, so I think for any business, and let's take the warehouse 3PL, you know, packaging distribution business.
Yeah.
They got something, a lot of those companies have something in their hands that they possess that can give them, you know, great insights, and that's their first party data. And Standard Insights, we help businesses leverage that first party data. Then I get asked, well, what type of data? Well, we leverage, or our sweet spot is leveraging sales data, customer data, and product data to make predictions. And within those predictions, help give those companies a competitive advantage. And so what can we predict? Well, we can predict the potential profitability. So if you're a 3PL and you've got 10 clients, just say, for example, sake, 10 e-commerce shops, you've got 10 e-commerce shops as clients, and each of their shops maybe has 50,000 purchase orders, 500 customers, or I'm sorry, 5,000 customers, 500 products. You multiply by that by 10. You know, that's a lot of data you've got to sift through. So if we can help those 3PLs or warehouses make predictions on the potential profitability of each of those their customers, number two, make predictions on a macro level what their customers are likely to purchase. So maybe using geographic, demographic, psychographic, or behavior characteristics, predict on an individual level what their clients are likely to purchase. And lastly, do inventory level predictions on the SKU level. So if you take all four predictions, all four components, and then when it's done right, it can eventually have a positive impact on a 3PL or warehouse's top and bottom line.
Yeah, very interesting. And I love that you touched on kind of the just the enormous scale of data that can be out there when you look at scenarios like that, and especially with e-commerce. I mean, you look at like maybe a traditional B2B type of distribution versus an e-commerce shop, like you mentioned. I mean, you're going to see so many more transactions, and the scale of that data is just going to be extrapolated so much more. So, I mean, I'm curious for like to give some contrast, right? If you wanted to do these types of insights or try and harness this data in this way to make these understandings and decisions without AI, I mean, how would you even go about doing that? I mean, is it even really necessarily feasible in a sense to get to that level?
We'll be back after a quick break.
You hear a lot about supply chains these days, because if the past couple years have taught us anything, it's that an efficient, well-managed supply chain is absolutely critical to keeping businesses successful and consumers happy. I'm Will Haywood, and I host a podcast called All Business, No Boundaries, where we talk about supply chains, how they work, what happens when they don't, and the innovations that are redefining what's possible in the world of logistics. Join me for insightful interviews with thought leaders and industry experts. We discuss how optimizing supply chains can break down the barriers that are holding businesses back. That's All Business, No Boundaries by DHL Supply Chain. Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
It could, but you'd be chunking and slogging through spreadsheets. And if you think about the cost, the labor costs that would entail, you could run up a big bill. And speaking of the, you know, when we first started back in 2018, 2019, our first partners came from the fulfillment space because they knew that in the fulfillment space, you're going to be dealing with, you know, lots of customers and a lot of data. So that's where initially our first partnerships came from.
Interesting. Yeah. And I'm curious, like in that perspective, right? I mean, you're generating all this data, you have all this data coming in. I mean, how do you, I guess, get an organization ready, or how does an operation get ready to say like, oh, like let's bring in some type of AI solution, whether it's Standard Insights, something else? I mean, you know, how do you say like, okay, our data is at a point where we can leverage AI like in a smart way and be able to utilize this to get more out of what we're doing?
So yeah, great question. So we'll approach it from a crawl, walk, run approach. So typically we'll get a sample size of your data, right? And this could be coming from your ERP, some cases from your WMS, or in other cases, if you are a 3PL and you're serving, you know, 10 e-commerce stores, you know, we have integrations with, you know, Shopify, WooCommerce, e-commerce, et cetera. So we'll get a small sample size of data, you know, show it to them, hey, this is the potential of growth that can happen, potential savings, and we take it from there before we go on with the full-blown implementation.
Interesting. Good to know. Yeah. And I think it's interesting too, because you want to know, I think, you know, companies are eager to, in a sense, like bring in this new technology and do these types of things. But then, you know, you also need to be at the point where you can handle these types of solutions as well, especially from a data perspective. I think it's really important too as well. So tell us a little bit about kind of the technology itself that you guys are utilizing and bringing into play. How does it work? And, you know, are you leveraging other technologies aside from AI, like potentially RFID or barcode data for like that inventory visibility and inventory management perspective?
Yeah, so you bring a good point, right, with RFID and barcode data. Because, you know, one software company can't do everything, you know, by itself, right? So we've got other, you know, hardware partners. So if you take, for example, you know, RFID and barcoding, that's a piece of hardware, right? But enables you to accurately record inventory in less time with less people, right? So we take all that data there that's dumped into, you know, in this case, let's say an ERP. Yeah. And once we take all that data from the ERP, that inventory data, we tie that into sales. Now we can accurately make predictions. But before you can make predictions on what, you know, a particular e-commerce store is likely to purchase, you need to accurately account for that data, right? So when it comes into the warehouse. So that starts off with RFID and barcoding. That's why we have partners in those areas.
Very interesting. Yeah. And I think it's interesting there. You mentioned, you know, you have this data and you're able to take it to the ERP, and then sales is able to leverage it. And then, you know, at some point, I'm sure marketing is able to leverage it too. So, I mean, tell us a little bit about kind of the power of being able to harness that data and utilizing the AI for like a full organization perspective. I mean, how powerful does that become now that, you know, you're tracking these data points, and not only is it benefiting like the warehouse operation, but it's benefiting all these other levels of the organization too as well. I mean, how does that kind of just become even more powerful?
Yeah. So you mentioned, you know, first things first, right? All the product comes to the warehouse.
Yeah.
Right. We get that done. We get that recorded accurately with RFID and barcoding. All that is dumped into the ERP. Now that's tied into sales. Now that's when marketing and sales takes over, being able to target the right person with the right product at the right time. And so for 3PL, if they can help their customers better know themselves, it's going to help improve everyone's sales, not only improving sales, but increasing average order value and reducing customer churn. So I know it's competitive in the 3PL space, but if you're an e-commerce shop, say I have a wine shop, but my 3PL, who is a consultant for me, is always giving me information on how I could do my business better. And if I'm a 3PL and I could share this technology with them as an e-commerce wine shop, I'm more than likely going to stick with a 3PL than go to their competitors down the street.
Yeah.
So it ties back into our mission, helping businesses drive repeat buyers with the help of AI.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's such a great point there too as well, because, you know, I think especially with e-commerce, like you mentioning the wine shop scenario, right? I mean, if the wine shop is a newer e-commerce store, and, you know, they started it because they love wine, right? It's not necessarily they started because they have a supply chain background, right? And they're, you know, they love everything about planning and forecasting and all these things, right? It's because most likely they had a passion about wine, or they saw an opportunity in the market, or they come from some type of, you know, wine background, right? In this example, or whatever their e-commerce shop is focused on. So, you know, they don't necessarily know how to look at that type of information or those insights. So when you're a 3PL and you have, you know, something that can allow you to provide that extra value add of service, I think it's such a huge thing to going, like you said, a long way as a long-term partner for that business, right? Because you're able to tell them what's going on, and you're able to know too from your own perspective for planning around their sales and their inventory too.
And chances are, for the 3PL, you already have access to their sales data. So if you're at 3PL, you're serving 10 e-commerce stores. And again, we mentioned this earlier, with those e-commerce stores, you know, have 50,000 purchase orders.
Yeah.
You know, 5,000 customers and 500 products, multiply that by 10. I mean, even one, it's hard to chunk through a spreadsheet and figure out, you know, the buying patterns. Now multiply that by 10, 15, 20, and, you know, what have you. That AI is just going to get smarter over time. So it's all right there within one single solution.
Yeah. And I think that's so great to be able to have just that one solution, kind of that one stop shop to be able to do that and leverage all those inputs and to be able to take kind of those actions and make decisions based on that. And in 3PL case, give some guidance too to your clients, which I think goes a long way. And, you know, it solidifies that partnership even further. So it's so very interesting to learn about Standard Insights and kind of AI in the warehousing space here and how it's currently being played out and how it's developed, as you mentioned, over the last couple of years, if you've been dealing with it. So what do you think, as we look into the future, I mean, what do you think the future of AI in the warehousing industry looks like?
You know, I think it's just going to get bigger. We're going to see increased adoption. Now, I don't think they're going to run out and start buying AI software. There's going to be some educational process to it. You know, as humans, we're slow to adopt a change.
Yeah.
And maybe hesitant. You know, my Excel spreadsheets, you know, have been doing fine. Right. But I think there comes a point for a particular 3PL or for a warehouse when it becomes to be too painful. Right. Like, okay, I know I'm going to go through some changes here, learning about a new software, learning through a new process, but going through that, is it worth it to, you know, get up to here? So I think with more it's, you know, about educating the public, and slowly but surely they're going to get buy-in. Right. But look what happened to other companies that were, you know, technology laggards, right? Blockbuster Video, you know, Sears, you know, Borders Books. You know, I'm not saying that your 3PL will go that route, but it could be a possibility. But, you know, I would suggest for these warehouses, 3PLs, you know, talk to these software companies, see what they could do to help address your business issues or any business pain that you may be having.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's such a great point, because I think we are coming to somewhat of an inflection point for warehousing where, you know, and, you know, driven by competition, like, you know, we all know, you know, Amazon is kind of leading the way, right? In a lot of the technology standpoint, and, you know, has pushed a lot of expectations from a consumer perspective onto, you know, now other 3PL and fulfillment providers. But I think, you know, with those kind of things and also the labor market in a sense as well, you know, it is kind of at that point where it's, you know, you have to start adopting some of these technologies, like you said, in order to, you know, survive and, you know, not become the blockbuster of warehousing, yeah. like you mentioned there. So, yeah, I mean, I think really interesting insights here with you, Jerry, and definitely really appreciate you diving a little deeper into the AI side of things. I think a lot of people are very interested in that topic, and rightfully so, because I think it's changing the way we do a lot of things and making us more powerful in a sense from a data perspective on allowing us to make even more better informed decisions too, I believe. So yeah. Very interesting to talk to you and learn about Standard Insights and kind of get some of your knowledge here around AI. If people are interested in getting started with AI and are interested in learning more about Standard Insights, what's the best way to do that?
Yeah, they can visit our website, standardinsights.io, and schedule a meeting with us there or chat with the chatbot, or they could find me on LinkedIn, Jerry, J-E-R-R-Y, Abiog, A-B-I-O-G. I'm the only one there. Or they can shoot me an email, jerry@standardinsights.io, and would love to chat with them.
All right, definitely. And we'll definitely put all that information at thenewwarehouse.com as well. So Jerry, thank you once again for joining me on the show today.
You've been listening to the New Warehouse Podcast with Kevin Lawton. Subscribe and check us out online at thenewwarehouse.com.
Thank you for listening to this episode. If you want more content from the New Warehouse, check out our new video series called All Hands on LinkedIn. Just search for the New Warehouse on LinkedIn and follow along.